From the Environment Report at Michigan Radio, I'm Lester Graham. The state has tested all the public water systems in Michigan for PFAS chemicals. Of the more than 1,000 municipal systems, 119 are contaminated by PFAS. Finding out that PFAS is in the rivers and groundwater where we get our drinking water was a surprise to many. The Centers for Disease Control states that PFAS chemicals might cause several kinds of health problems, such as affecting child development, affecting the immune system, increasing the risk of cancer, and more. So local water departments have had to figure out how to reduce PFAS in their water.
So you are standing in the filter gallery. This is one of the last steps in the treatment process. And this happens to be the one where we're focusing on the PFAS removal portion of the treatment.
That's the manager of the Ann Arbor Water Treatment Plant. His name is Brian Steglitz. We're looking at a series of pools, like small swimming pools. Water flows down through a nearly 2-foot layer of carbon and then 6 inches of sand. Steglitz says Ann Arbor was fortunate because it already had these granular activated carbon filters. They can capture the two most common PFAS chemicals, PFOA and PFOS.
Grains of carbon have all kinds of nooks and crannies like an English muffin, and all of that surface area can be used for particles to adhere to. So it sticks to the carbon.
The carbon filters don't trap every trace of the chemicals, but they do reduce it to levels believed to be safe. But some water treatment plants clean up their water differently. Not all of them use granular activated carbon.
If you're a utility that doesn't have that capability, then you're going to have to make some capital investment.
In other words, build a facility with carbon filters. This week, the Department of Environmental Quality released a final report on all public water systems, including those at schools and other small systems. Liesl Clark is the agency's director.
We have tested all of the 11,000 public drinking water systems in the state, right? So we've got a clarity there. We're still looking through technical solutions, and then obviously the money is part of it too.
And the money can be a lot. One municipal water plant spent $500,000 for an upgrade. Director Clark says water systems are still working to find the best ways to get rid of PFAS.
So how do we fit all those pieces together to really make sure that we've gotten the cleanest possible water we can get to people, so the best possible water quality? And we're struggling with that at the same time as, you know, the communities are. So we're trying to work on that together.
Back at the Ann Arbor Water Plant, the manager, Brian Steglitz, says while they're getting the bulk of the two most common PFAS chemicals, they're still fine-tuning the process. The carbon being used has a limited capacity.
We're changing our carbon media to a different type of media that is more effective at removing PFAS. So we're in the process of doing that, and we've done 10 of our 26 filters. We're going to be doing the balance. So we've already had money appropriated by City Council to do that, and we're going to be doing that over the next 3 to 4 months.
Even with that, Steglitz says they might find they have to swap out the carbon more often to keep PFAS levels low. PFAS has been around for decades, but we've only fairly recently discovered it in water sources. What's really concerning is, once water systems have reduced PFAS chemicals, what's the next contaminant we're going to find?
We're going to find more things as technology develops. And the challenge, too, is that, you know, we're going to adapt. But, you know, adapting infrastructure doesn't happen that rapidly. So There's a time lag, and right now with the PFAS, we're learning, and we're implementing what we think is the right thing to address these chemicals, but we may learn new things in the future, and again, we'll have to adapt.
There are thousands of other PFAS chemicals besides the two being measured. We know even less about whether they're a health threat, and we don't know whether conventional means, such as carbon filters, will be able to capture those chemicals. With the Environment Report, I'm Lester Graham, Michigan Radio News.